And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
Mine's Tony Hearn.
And we're a pair of festive fuckers. Right? I'm in the worst mood. Did you fall off your chair then?
No.
Oh, right. I just heard a massive noise. You're all right, are you, mate?
I'm fine, fine.
You're good, yeah. Oh, I'm fucking miserable for Christmas. It's manic laughter. It's not genuine. These are crocodile smiles. I'm so fucked off. However, we have got some fucking great music for you. This show's all to the cock. We're making it at the wrong time. It's wrong. Nothing's right. I'm not happy. I'll tell you what, mate. I'm going to do exactly as Bamboola suggests. I'm getting pissed for Christmas. That was Bamboola. Now, what we're doing, Tone, is this week we're not bothering with websites and MySpace pages and that, because quite a few of these bands, I mean, Bamboola are an exception, but it's quite a few of the bands we're playing this week, because it's all Christmas songs this week, or rather, what we think are Christmas songs, and some of them are great, but some of the bands were kind of put together just to make one single for Christmas. They were made out of other bands sort of things, so it isn't a usual week, but then it's Christmas. Nothing's usual this week. It's festive punky, and every single track that is on this week has been chosen by Enbarrance.
Oh, okay.
This might as well be the Enbarrance special. She's picked the music. She's done more stuff for the show that's coming up in the second half, and she's just been a fucking diamond, basically. So these are actually not my choice. Well, what happened was she made a CD called an appallingly inappropriate Christmas mix, the 21 tracks, and I demanded a copy, and she very kindly sent me one, and I've picked out 8 songs off it. So I have still picked them, but there was only a pool of 21.
Okay,
if you see what I mean. Anyway, that was the first one, Bamboola. You're going to love them all, mate. It's fucking great. Some of them are hilarious. What is really hilarious, of course, is MySpace as a concept. The Punky Radio page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave a comment on there. It's funny how you all manage to leave comments when you really have got a reason to. We've got some this week, and thank you so much for leaving comments. I do appreciate it. But first up, this is from Cotty, or as he signed it, Cotty from Out of the Emos. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cotty, man. You're a fine man, by the way, Cotty. I like. Now, you might remember last week we played the Emos on the show. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. And we got this message from them. Cheers for all the support this year, guys. It's been proper Boshty-like. Hopefully we'll have a new CD to send to you next year. Cotty from Out of the Emos. Thank you, Cotty. Yeah, I was very pleased we played them, because they are one of I think, Punky's favourite bands. And every time we get to play them, they've got the right attitude, and they're like if you could turn Punky into a band, I reckon it'd be like the Emus, right? And so anyway, that came through, and then shortly after that we got an email from Bev from That's Not Skanky Records, didn't we?
Mm, yeah.
Saying that one, the Emos that you played there, that was a hijack. What happened was, Tone, I can justify myself. Basically, we played the wrong track last week, because on the Mainstream Music Is Shit album, on the back, the way they've got the track listings for CD1 and CD2, it is easy to confuse them, even though they've got a great big sign saying CD1, CD2. The CD1 information is on the right-hand side, and the CD2 information is on the left-hand side of said back cover.
Right.
So I put the wrong CD into the thing to get the thing on, and then I looked at the wrong bit of paper. So actually, last week, we didn't play the Emos with their brilliantly titled Jason Bourne Ready. We actually played the Hijacks, Greed and Fear. Now, that does make a lot more sense, because you do hear the Hijacks singing that song, and Greed and Fear is in it.
Right, okay. Oops.
Right. And so, yeah, we absolutely fucked up. Anyway, though, the next comment that appears on the MySpace page is somebody, open brackets, I don't know who, close brackets, appears to have started a Facebook group page thingy to get the Emos played on next week's show. It can be found at http://www.facebook.com/#/group.php?gid=20943592473 and ref=NF.
Nice.
I hope you got that down. I don't know who could have made it. Right, that's the first thing, right? And then the next MySpace comment was, sorry, that should be http://www.facebook.com/group.php?gid=20943592473 and ref=NF. Hope you got that down. So that is the Facebook group to get the Emos played on what would be this week's show, in protest that we said we played them last week and we didn't. Now, I did ask Bev to, from That's Not Skanky Records, to post something for me on that page to the effect that I said, in lieu of the fact that on last week's show we played a song by the Hijacks and said it was a song by the Emos and told the Emos that, and the Emos advertised it for us, on next week's show, not this one because we had already got the news for this, on next week's show we're going to play a song by the Emos, but we're going to say it's the Hijacks, and we're going to tell the Hijacks and their fans all about it. So that's for next week. Alright, the back end of that is that, because we've all been having a bit of a laugh, is that there is an outside chance that I may be able to compare Strummer Camp this summer, or the second stage, because it's being booked by That's Not Skanking Records and they've asked me to do it, and we're going to see if we can sort it out. So nice. That's a good news, and the Emos are great, and we'll play them next week, but we won't say it's the Emos, we'll say it's the Hijacks. We'll let them work it out for themselves. They've done alright this week, fuck it. The Hijacks will be really pleased because they don't know they've ever been played. If they go and listen to the show next week's one, when we tell them it's that, and they go, hang on, that one, I'll just go, oh, sorry, mate, that was left over from a fortnight ago, and then they'll listen to the other one, and they'll advertise that. Happy days. Anyway, meanwhile, back at Punky Radio. Greetings, Paul and Tony. Thank you for an amazing show, as always. It sure feeds my ego when I'm featured. Not sure if that's a good thing. Thank you for the wonderful twatting of the Minister of Culture. Support for Radio Revolt is coming from all over the political spectrum, left to right. The radio might still stand a chance. Made me happy to hear how passionate Paul got about the independent radio music scene. Your next drink in Norway is on me.
Excellent.
Thanks very much for that, because I can't fucking afford one. Well, back to exams. Humbly yours, Eric Arlov. P.S. Here is the official government site of the minister. It also has her email, should Paul be in the mood to support Radio Revolt. I am pretty sure her email gets screened for insane British punks, but it is worth a shot. http://www.regularingland.nor/nb/dep/kkcl/debt/culturalminister-anniken-hundfeld html?d=582305. Hope you got that down. Go straight to the link.
Nice.
And I am going to email. I haven't yet because I needed to do some more research. And when I went on the internet to find out about Radio Revolt, guess what?
What?
Most of it was in Norwegian.
Ah.
a bit fucked off there. Last comment from my sources. Hello, mates. I've been listening to Punky Radio since who knows how long, and I never really voted because I'm too fucking lazy until last night. So cheers to the both of you. Ruffles. Correct answer, Ruffles. Thank you for voting. I'm going to get on with song two, Tone, because I realise I have been waffling a lot there. There was me thinking, I have nothing to say this week. Oh, I fucking hate everyone. Song two, mate. And again, no need for information or whatever. You can do some research if you like. This is Vaudeville, Shot My Baby for Christmas. That's Vaudeville, Tony. That is reminiscent of Demented Argo, who, incidentally, I'm going to see this Wednesday in Newport, if I can afford it. Oh, life's been terrible. I'll tell you about it all later on in the show. By the way, I didn't say to you in the last section that you were listening to the Dead 60s underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. You're now listening to Planet Smashers. I wonder if we'll ever talk to them again.
I hope so, too.
I like them, Planet Smashers. Great band. Really great band. Right, Antone, have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do.
Thank
you all for your votes and comments in December. There's still plenty of time left in December, so please do vote for us over Christmas. Easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we'll read them out. And thank you all for who's voted so far this month and this year. And here's the top five. Balls to you too. Hey ho, 'tis the Christmas season, and who's that with their balls on the Christmas tree? It's Paul and Tony. Thanks for a great year of Punky. Graham Holland even. It's the Fog's Life Acoustic Podcast. Thanks, Graham.
Hi, Graham.
He's voted for us every month. Thank you very much.
Hi, Graham. Hey, la. It's hi, Graham. He doesn't sound remotely like that either.
No.
He's got a really nice, gentle lilt that would almost suggest he was more of a woolly back than a scouser. I would suspect that that man is possibly from the Wirral, in fact. As was a Scouts bloke who got talking to me on Friday night, who I couldn't listen or concentrate on. Guess why?
Why's that?
Well, it wasn't because I'd been drinking. It's because he looked like fucking Gary Glitter.
Oh, right.
I just felt amazing, mate. You've got to do something about something. I mean, he had like a similar shaped head and face, and he had that kind of big loads of hair quiff thing going on. It was like he was a Gary Glitter lookalike. I can't believe there's a demand for them. What really gave it away, though, was the silver cat suit and platform tee. No, he didn't have those on. He just had, like, he had normal clothes on. But he looked like Gary Glitter. But he had the kind of Scouse accent I can handle.
Right.
That not too extreme, that's quite nice and softly. Almost like a thoughtful beetle, if you will. Who, of course, are now a drum and bass outfit. Right, I'm sorry, carry on.
Okay. Next one. Happy Christmas, peeps. Marcus, XY Rocks. Thanks very much for that, Marcus. That's XY Rocks.
He's a legend. The man's a legend. Listen to his podcast. Listen to Graham's as well. If you listen to Graham's, it's like the antidote for us, isn't it?
Yeah. I've listened to a couple of the Graham ones.
We're Friday night. He's definitely Sunday morning. And Marcus can be all day Saturday. How about that?
There you go.
Worked out fine, isn't it?
Yeah. Awesome. After all this time, Punky is still showing everyone how podcast should be. Not jump the friggin' shark yet, then thank fuck. That's from Marv. Thanks, Marv.
Thank you very much, Marv, because I have listened to some shit this week. I know that I said quite a while back I was going to start reviewing a podcast a week. Yeah. Everyone I download to review, I just end up shouting at and turning off after about 10 minutes. They're fucking rubbish. There are loads of good ones out there that people already know about. And I've been trying to find some others, and I've been listening to some by stand-up comics, British stand-up comics. And they're just exercised in ego, that's all.
Right.
They're really fucking... I don't know why they're bothering making them. I really don't. I can't believe... I'm just disgusted with it. Fucking shit. I won't name and shame, though, because some of them I know off the circuit and some of them are bigger than me.
No, I've not listened to many of the ones. I listened to one recently by Andy, who used to be in Abiotic, but I didn't really get very far into it.
Was it? Was it a music one?
No, it's just a chat one.
Why? Why is it bothering?
I don't know. I don't know why. Very strange. And they got he's doing it with some guy from a local radio station, not the one we worked at.
Right, not Pants Till 1 o'clock.
No. But it's horrible. I didn't listen to it. I couldn't do it.
Right. No. Except, well, I mean, the thing is, Tate, if we didn't play music, ours would be shit.
True.
Because it'd just be us two talking. But that's my problem, really. That if these people don't have a reason to make a podcast, I mean, just to have a fucking chat. There's already a lot of very funny people and very good and very intelligent people having good fucking chats. And some idiots like Total Nonsense, who frankly do it better than any British stand-up comic. Use that as a quote, John. Right? Because that's the thing. Regardless of my problems with the length of their show, it is very good. It is very insightful. You do find lots of things out. And it's a laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that can't be said for any podcast by any British comic, famous or otherwise. It's just abject drivel.
I think the only one, this is the Ricky Gervais one at the time, and that was a bit annoying.
Even that ended up just being a bunch of blokes having a laugh, and you don't really feel included in the conversation. I think that's the problem with them. That they don't, hardly any of them, include their listeners in their chats. So they're just having a gas, and you can either feel a part of it or not. And most likely you won't. I'm finished.
Two more comments. Quite capital.
God, I'm in a fucking mood this week.
You sound alright in this one. Punky,
yeah,
radio.
I know.
Veritable cornucopia of cock and bollocks. Marvellous. Simply marvellous. Pip pip cheerio. The creator. You.
I am the creator. But I'm an angry god. An angry and fickle god.
And finally, hello from Springfield. Goopa goopa smacktards. Wanted to get a vote in as quick as possible in December before I forgot. had a lot of fun with the lovely Amber Aunts and Paulie P. In Springfield, wanted to let Paulie know that I ran into the Hooters Guild, formerly known as Emily, and she wanted me to send you her best. Unfortunately, they really are not detachable, so you just have to enjoy the photo and memories. Always that memories. A pooga poo, Jim C.
Jim Calamella.
P.S.
Sorry.
How about doing the woodpecker thing for old time's sake?
I will. Thank you for reminding me. As it's Christmas, this is my Christmas present. So Jim Canamella and Professor Yaffle was just a carved wooden bookend in the shape of a woodpecker. You're going to have to go back a long way to understand that. People would have another bagpuss. Bagpuss, big fat fairy cactus.
Did they get
Gabriel and Madeline. Sorry?
Did they get bagpuss in the States? I can't remember if they find out or not.
Well, there's this thing called the internet, mate. You can find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bagpuss. Big, fat, furry campus. The mice on the mouse organ. What happens to them? When they turn back, when they get asleep, what happens to the mice in the mouse organ?
Then they turn into little statues.
Yeah. I know what they do, but what's the line?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember the line for the mice on the mouse organ. But Emily loved him. Right, so what else was I going to say then? What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, right. So this is something I forgot to say. When I went to the States and when I met Jim Canada, and we went to Hooters, I forgot to say, but, or did I say about the waitress? Our waitress, who, when we walked in, she had a name badge on, and we all had to say, hi, I'm so-and-so. She had a name badge on, and I said, oh, hello, Channing. That's an interesting name. She goes, oh, actually, it's not my name. Right, this is classic Hooters waitressing coming right up, right? Said, it's not my name. I left my name badge at home, so I've worn someone else's. Because they have to have a name badge on. So she was just going around impersonating someone else. She said, I'm actually called Emily.
Nice.
It's fantastic. Well, it's a great way to start a chat. I mean, fair play to her. Right, anyway, is that done?
Please
be brave, etc. Guess what? Here comes another Christmas song. Guess what? It's got Christmas in the title. Guess what? This is the Hot Dogs. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Oh,
That's fucking great, that song. This is you're listening to the Richard Morton Sound underneath at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job in the business week, Tone. I'll try not to get carried away in this section, because I know that I sound like I'm in a good mood, but I'm not.
Okay.
So, have you got a twat or anything?
I do. Thank you all for the nominations for the past year. I still need more. I'm going to need plenty more going into the new year. It's never-ending search and thirst for twat. So please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. And this week's is from Insane Stark.
Which came from Insane Stark.
Hi Tony, I have a nice ripe twat for you. About a week ago, my mum's husband, Rick, didn't come home one evening. She kept trying to text and phone him to find out where he was. He finally replied with a text that said he was leaving her and never coming home. Yes, that's right, he broke up this 7-year marriage by text. And just a few days previously, he'd been trying to convince her to renew their vows at a huge ceremony. On the bright side, she's selling all his stuff on eBay. So, I nominate Rick Eaglestone, now living in States, as a massive twat. Thanks,
I think that's fair enough.
Insane Star.
Thank you, Insane Star, for keeping being great.
And it's a star for Christmas as well.
Oh. Hey, insane.
Wow. There you go. Are you ready for this?
I am.
So, Rick Eaglestone, who's now living in States,
is a twat. A right fucking twat.
Yeah.
I think the best thing to do is not get married.
Probably.
So, yeah. I mean, with hindsight, he might have done a girl a favour. Because, let's face it, if he's that much of a cock to do that, if he had married her, he probably wouldn't have fallen apart. It would have been a lot more tricky. And this way, she gets to flog all of his stuff on either. If I were to, I'd look on the fucking bright side and cheer up. No, you think that's bad? You should try being me. My Hotmail got hacked.
Put things in perspective, doesn't it?
In fact, maybe he left and he's moved to the States because he was uncomfortable with his sexuality and he didn't want to be a man anymore. So I'm going to dedicate the next song, Tony, by the Vandals to him.
Okay.
My First Christmas, open brackets, as a woman, those brackets.
Upon us, it's time to be honest. Follow my dreams and a face. A life of delusion and gender confusion that no longer will be the case.
I never wanted army men or basketballs. I only wanted pantyhose and Barbie dolls. And dressing up in mother's clothing. My whole life I've been feeling only feminine. It always seems so useless trying to be a man. Now that's a ghost of Christmas past. But now it feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. And I know that I'm looking good, just like a real girl should. It's my first Christmas as a woman. Yeah, I thought the reconstructed all my genitals. And now I'm waiting underneath the mistletoe for a guy who can love a girl like me. I took the hormones and I got my breath. This season's gonna be the best to me. I won't have to tuck it behind me since I got my brand new vagina. It's my first Christmas as a woman. Chop it off, chop it off, chop it off, my penis, chop it off. It's no use to me. Cut it off, chop it off, chop it off, my penis, cut it off, so I can finally be a woman. Now I'm finally happy cause I made my goal to be a post-operative transsexual. Now I am a pretty lady. Feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. Cause I know that I'm looking good, just like a real
off your shirt. It's my first Christmas as a woman.
That was a short section, wasn't it, Tim?
It was.
But after those two long ones, I thought it was the least I could do. Now, to the... I was wondering, mate, I bet you haven't... I bet you've forgotten all about GoDaddy, haven't you?
Go what?
I bet you've forgotten all about GoDaddy, haven't you?
Yeah. Go what? It was a little joke.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again because I wanted to get it so you could make me listen.
Okay.
Excellent. I suppose I ought to tell you about it, then.
Please.
And I'll do it to the tune of Chromosoma 3 on the basis that I've still been a lazy ass get and not updated the bed yet. I will do it at some point. Our friends GoDaddy.com is essentially a web service provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. Shopping cart construction zone, ho ho ho, easy podcasting. So all you would-be tonings out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 12% off any purchase over 35 nika. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them, baby.
Hey, Elvis Herm. And there is now a PUNKY9 code, that's
PUNKY9,
which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Get another code. PUNKY25, that's
PUNKY25.
It's 25% off orders of over 65 quid. Buggeration. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I hope that's cleared things up, Tony.
Yeah, that's fine.
It has, good. Right, so I'm cracking on with the next song here. Don't worry, I've got there's loads of chat coming. The show's not going to be over in 5 minutes. This, I think, is a band that we'll probably put together an example. Just to do one song, because they're called the Clydesdale, and as you know, a Clydesdale is a huge horse, as seen in festive carriage pictures. And the Clydesdales were horses were used to pull the beer carriages for Anheuser-Busch, and they still have them. They're kind of ceremonial. They're big fucking things. They're like shire horses.
All right.
Yeah. And so anyway, and this band are called the Clydesdale. So I think they're probably made up just for one song. I could be wrong, but fuck, it's Christmas. So here goes, Tony. This is called I'm a Shoot Me a Reindeer.
Thank you. bright. I stepped outside my trailer to write my name in the snow. And then something caught my eye. My neighbor had a rifle pointed up there to the sky.
Hey, lady, what in the name of my beer can Christmas tree do you think you're about to do over there with that rifle? Huh?
Well, I'm gonna shoot me a reindeer!
That's the Clydesdale there. Tony, the music this week's great, and it's all, it's very obviously kind of Christmassy, sort of Christmassy. Thank you so much for Amber Arts for putting this together. An alternative Christmas show, in the same way that we do the best Halloween show every year. This has got to be up there for Christmas show, just in terms of my anger, your happiness, and the music.
Yeah.
Now, though, it's time possibly for this year's highlight. It's Poetry Corner.
Ah.
Now, this has come through from guess who?
Amber Arns.
And you know how she did quite a while ago, in fact the poem's still up, the Punky Christmas one, the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's on the MySpace page. It was absolutely brilliant. I challenged her, right, for to redo If, you know, the Rudyard Kipling poem, If. Of course you don't.
No.
Right, no. And so it ends with, it's like, if you do this and if you do that, then you'll be a man, my son. Right, it's that one. It's a big famous poem, Tony. I don't expect you to know it. Anyway, it was, I got a message from her saying, look, that she wasn't entirely happy with it. It was a bit of a rush job. She found it very difficult to get the stuff in with If's rather complicated rhyming structure and et cetera, et cetera. But that email was sent separately to this one, which says, in the spirit of the season of giving, I thought I would send you a poem for your Christmas special. It's not a Christmas poem, mind you. It's actually a bastardisation of Rudyard Kipling's If. But it is my gift to you. It's the thought that counts. I hope you like it. Merry Christmas and a poog, always writing on Barons. And here we go. If you like shows with new music on each week, if you're a punk or psychobilly fan, then Punky is the podcast that you should seek, uniting fans and bands across the land. There's bands from Europe and from the British Isles and all across North America too. If you're lucky, you might get some Japan files. There's certain to be something there for you. If you've listened before, there's good news for you. There used to be 6 songs, but now there's 8. As always, they have lots of things you can do and loads of ways you can participate. Paul has your MySpace comments if you leave them. Tony always needs is a twat, you see. Send poems and jokes. Paul promises to read them. Vote and leave comments on podcast. If you are looking for good ways to listen, there's loads of different places you can go. There's 3 internet stations that carry them: Hussy Skunk, The Cockroach, Wicked Radio. Or subscribe to them on iTunes, and while you're there, leave a review, but 5 stars only, please. Ad break. Don't forget GoDaddy's the place where you should go for all your internet needs. If you want music that you can rock out to, if you want brilliant songs stuck in your head, Paul has the band's MySpace pages for you, and Tony does a great job on the beds. If you like judgmental and cinnamon gum, tune into Punky. They're coming to you live from... Oh, sorry, I left the line out. Bollocks. If you like judgmental and cinnamon gum, or fake accents in Pirate or Scouse, tune into Punky, coming to you live from the Highwayman's Lodge and Punky Tree House.
Aye.
How brilliant is that?
That's nice.
Thank you very much, Ambrance. That is an absolute fantastic version of If, and I'm sure will be the one that people will use from now on. I think that was even better than Rudyard Kipling. By the way, what's the hardest cake in the world, Tony?
The hardest cake? Don't know.
Yep. Rudyard Kipling.
Hey.
It's Rudyard. Have I said already you listened to the Guanabats underneath, and thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week?
Don't think so.
I have now. Time for the next song, Tony. This band are not made up just for Christmas. This band are truly fantastic, and you're going to love this. We played them on the show before. Destructor 666. Merry Christmas and fuck off. It's time for Comedy Suburbs, Tone.
Okay.
Which has been... Oh, yeah, by the way, did you like that song?
Yeah, it's good.
It's great. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. I picked Midnight Configuration for this section because they're just so Christmassy.
Yeah.
If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Also, if you have a joke that you'd like us to read out, do send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. And guess who's done that this week, Tony?
Amber Barnes?
No.
Oh.
Barack Obama.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sorry, yeah, you were right the first time. although it would be great if he sent us a joke. Especially if it was a bit out of order. I challenge you, the President of the United States, to send me, Paulie B, an angry and fickle god, an email with an out of order joke on it. I will not respect you until you do. In fact, I'm going to email the White House and say, dear Mr. President, I'm an angry and fickle god. Will you send me a joke, please? Otherwise, shit could happen. I imagine he'll get straight back to me. He's not busy.
Probably.
Yeah. Hmm. Any road up. This is through from Armbarance. Christmas greetings. I thought I'd add some Christmas cheer to the Punky Christmas special with a few jokes for Comedy Suburbs. Enjoy, Armbarance. Good King Wenceslas was hungry and phoned for a pizza. The sales girl asked him, would you like the usual? He said yes. Deep pan, crisp and even. Would have been even better if I hadn't fucked up. Right. It's a nice start. I do like that joke, actually. I'm sorry that I completely fucked it up. I've got no timing. I've got no skill as a comic. This has become increasingly apparent. Three men die in a car accident on Christmas Eve. They all find themselves at the pearly gates, waiting to enter heaven. On entering, they must present something Christmassy. The first man searches his pocket and finds some mistletoe, so he's allowed in. The second man presents a cracker, so he's also allowed in. The third man pulls out a pair of pantoos. Confused at this gesture, St. Peter or us, How do these represent Christmas? The third band answers, they're carols.
Nice.
And lastly, John woke up after the annual office Christmas party with a pounding headache, cotton mouth, and utterly unable to recall the events of the preceding evening. After a trip to the bathroom, he made his way downstairs, where his wife put some coffee in front of him. Louise, he moaned. Tell me what happened last night. Was it as bad as I think? Even worse, she said, her voice oozing scorn. You made a complete ass of yourself. You succeeded in antagonising the entire board of directors, and you insulted the president of the company right to his face. He's an arsehole, John said. Piss on him. You did, came the reply, and he fired you. Well, screw him, said John. I did. You're back at work Monday.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. So, yeah, if you've got any jokes for us, we do like to read them out. Tony, in this bit, where are we here? Yeah, let's just do this now. So, what are you doing over Christmas then? You're off to Germany.
So, yeah, so Tuesday, we're hopefully getting the ferry to, well, France, and drive to Germany to have Christmas.
Hopefully being the operative word.
Hopefully, yeah.
What, with the crazy weather?
Yeah. Well, it didn't look too good this morning, and all the traffic and all the trains are cancelled now, and there's a queue of traffic into Dover.
Yeah, but I mean, the ferries will be alright, basically. A bit of snow don't stop a ferry.
No.
Right, because as a rule, the English Channel doesn't ice over. Right. The ferries aren't really in danger of black ice. If you can get to Dover, you'll be all right. And I'm sure it'll improve their cheeser. I'm sorry to butt in, but I just wanted to tell you that this is like the ferries haven't been the main problem this weekend. It's been Eurotunnel, right? And you can blame the French for this one. I mean, you don't have any excuse to blame those cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Yeah,
but you can blame them for this. What happens is it was described as when you. If you wear glasses, and you do, don't you? You wear glasses, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. If you wear glasses and you've been in a very cold environment, and then you walk into a warm environment, they steam up, don't they?
Yeah.
The same thing happens with trains, right? The trains in northern France, the plummeting temperature, freezing temperature, and then they get into Eurotunnel, which was described as being rather warm and moist. Right, which is a fantastic. It's like a massive vagina, Eurotunnel.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, the freezing cold train went into the warm and moist Eurotunnel, and it just screwed all the electrics on it, and it broke down because the moisture and everything just fucked it up, and all the windows steamed up. No one could see out. Very dangerous. And it stopped. It broke down. Now, these are electric trains. What happens in the UK is, if an electric train breaks down, there are strategically placed diesel locomotives around the country that can basically go to the train and give it a tow off the track, right? Okay. Eurotunnel does not have this feature. So this train is just stuck in Eurotunnel. Now, what do you do, Tony? What do you think is the best thing to do? Yeah, in that instance. Push it. I reckon that it's probably, if everyone gets off the train and gives it a good heave-ho, it's only 20 miles. They'll soon do it. That's probably, it's certainly a lot more sensible than what the French decided to do, the actions they took. Do you know what they were?
What was that?
Sent another 6 trains in after it on an hourly basis so they'd all break down as well. Fucking fantastic. It's like, there's a train stuck in the Channel Tunnel. Hang on, if we send another one in fast enough, it might just pump it through. So there's now 6 of them in there. I mean, obviously, I feel terribly sorry for the people on those trains. But, and they're not going to see the funny side for a very, very long time. And it's ruined Christmas plans, and it's upset everything and what have you. But just the monumental stupidity of this action has quite tickled me. If I was in amongst it, I would be furious. But after the week I've had, which we will talk about in the next bit, it really cheered me up when I heard that. This is great. So I'm sorry, anyway. So you're off to Germany via France. I like the fact you're driving through France in order to occupy Germany.
Yeah.
They tried to do something very similar with us not so long ago.
Okay.
Right, and then what?
Christmas, we're going to Dusseldorf on the 22nd, seeing Steph's friend, and then going out to the Christmas market, and then working our way to Steph's mum's the next day for Christmas, which they still celebrate Christmas Eve, don't they?
Idiots.
Yeah. And then And the day after is Christmas Day and Steph's birthday. So we're going to be giving...
Oh, of course, he's a Christmas baby.
Yeah.
That's Christmas and babying.
Then Clover finishes a couple of days, I think. Clover
cool.
26, and then we're back on 27th.
Right, and then what are you doing?
Then we're having the day off on the 28th, and then 29th, 30th, we're in Birmingham. Having a shot.
Birmingham? I thought you were going to London.
All fell through. We hired this flat in Hackney on the... I can't remember what dates were in the end. I think it was 28th to 34th.
Yeah.
And then
right.
The woman never got back to us, and she re-advertised the flat. And I think what she was doing is she was trying to get it occupied for the full 2 weeks, and we didn't want to
week.
So she just ignored us and didn't hear back.
So you're going to Birmingham?
We're going to Birmingham, yeah.
Any reason?
We're going to see a opera show, or like a collection of opera songs in a special show, and then a bit of Christmas shopping in the old ball ring, and then back for New Year's Eve.
You really do live the punk rock dream, don't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Opera for New Year.
Bit of culture.
Oh, brilliant. Well, have a lovely time.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what I'm doing in the next bit. Should we get on with the next song?
Okay.
All right. So this is yet another... Now, we've now put reindeers and Christmas titles to bed. There's five out of the first six had Christmas in the title. But I think you like this one, Tony. Not Galley West, Gunslinging Santa.
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve and all through the town. Now a creature was stirring because Santa shot him down with red cowboy boots. And then around his neck, a red hot smoking pistol put a bullet in the head. The only thing in Christmas tree is bloody bodies. He missed the whipping grace in the longest driving. His eyes are bloodshot, his face is turning red. It won't be a Merry Christmas till everyone is dead. Santa Claus is coming, he's gonna shoot up the town. He don't care if you're down, there's been everyone in the ground. Santa Claus is coming, he's gonna shoot up the town. He don't care if you're down, there's been everyone in the ground. From sliding down the chimney, placing presents under trees, to watching people beg for mercy on their knees. A gunslinging Santa with murder on the brain. We know for sure, cause he'll never be the same. Santa Claus is coming, he's gonna shoot up the town. He don't care if you're bad, there's been no one in the ground. Santa Claus is coming, he's gonna shoot up the town. He don't care if you're bad, there's been no one in the ground.
The music this week has been great. Thank you very much, Almirance, for pretty much doing the whole show. We should have got her to just stand in for me, shouldn't we? We should have Skyped her. She'd have been in a better mood than I am. So, yeah, so life for me, it just keeps getting shitter. I did finally get my Hotmail back at 1:30 Friday morning.
Okay.
By which time it was too late to send email reminders out about the comedy shows that I've been doing this weekend. That in the first instance were massively hit by the fact I couldn't send email reminders out to people, so I expected numbers to be down for that reason. But no matter, I thought, at least it'll make the local paper, the Hitchin, Letchworth and Bull comic. But it didn't, and do you know why not?
Why not?
Because their fortnightly edition, because they're not making one, having one between Christmas and New Year, which thus had editorial for my shows in Hitchin, Letchworth and my show at Dolly Remixture on the 27th. They didn't make it in because they accidentally printed the music page twice rather than the music page and the arts page. So every event on the arts page just didn't get any ads. So that meant the numbers would be further down. As if that wasn't bad enough, this fucking weather came in and Friday people couldn't move. On Thursday night I went into Hitchin in one desperate last bid to put the word out that the shows were on, and obviously no one was there because of the weather. And, then it took me... I left Hitchin at 9 o'clock and I got home to Letchworth. Well, I say home, to the Homer's Lodge, which is 4 miles. At 1:30 in the morning.
Jesus.
That's 1 mile an hour. I did 1 mile an hour.
Yeah.
It was fucking mad. So on Friday, guess what? We normally get 200 people into the show in Hitchin. We got 70.
Right.
And it was like, well, fucking great. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, every single thing that can go wrong for this show. And the 70 people that were there weren't even in a very good mood. And it was all a bit crap. It was just a bit crap. Then on Saturday night, show in Letchworth, by which time everything had frozen up, so it was more dangerous. 60 people, when we normally get 120. They were in a good mood, though. It was a really good fun show, actually. And thank you very much to Stephen Carl and Johnny Candon for showing up for both of those. We're now making this punky on Sunday afternoon for various reasons, like you going away, for example. So my show in Bedford tonight, I'm viewing with trepidation, to say the least, because numbers have been down there anyway. And then with all this shit, I'll be lucky if anyone shows up at all. And what it's done, basically, it's meant I've got no money for Christmas.
All right.
I'm skint. Because the gigs I've done, because I have done quite a few gigs in December, but they're all checks in the post that are going to arrive in a month's time. I'm going to have a really rather good January. But this is just awful. I haven't got any money. I'm just completely skint at Christmas. And he's like, I don't know what to do. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm just going overdrawn and saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
Because they ain't going to stop me drinking. This Wednesday, I'm going to... CG mentioned I'll go at TJ's in Newport. That'll cost me an arm and a leg. Then the 27th is Dolly Remixture, and that's going to be such good fun. If you're in the area, do try and get along to that. myspace.com/Dolly Remixture for details. Or there is a Facebook group for it that I can't access. groups.to/Dolly Remixture. Find out about the shows there. And then for New Year, I'm going, New Year's Eve, I was going to be going out with you, but you're not there now. Going to Dirty Water Club at Tufton Park Tavern to see some garage punk, and then going down to Jo, the girl who says cunt a lot. And I will I'll take my recording device down with me.
Oh, cool.
See if we can't get her saying a few things. For a sci-fi party, I will be dressed up as a Starfleet officer.
Very nice.
Which will be particularly funny because I'll be dressed up as a Starfleet officer at the garage punk gig as well. I'm just going to stay in the kit. I figured, fuck it, it's New Year.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bowl around London dressed as Captain Janeway. Be all right, it'll be fine. And then on New Year's Day, I'm going to see the Vibrators and Johnny Throttle at the 100 Club. Any London types are around, try and get along to that. That's about it. We are doing a show next week, which on your day off, it's not a day off, we're making punky.
Yeah, that's true.
So
yeah,
there will be a show between the walls as usual. Thanks for sorting that out as well, Ted. Yeah, that's about it really. Oh, no, it's not. There is one very important thing.
Okay.
The results of the Christmas competition.
Oh, right.
To win 36 CDs, including the new limousine single, which we have got and we'll be playing on next week's show. And I'm very pleased that did finally come through the post, because I was hoping to get it for last week. But anyway, they're great. They love ours and we love them, limousine. They said, we like you. You get us. I went, yeah, you're right, we do. We absolutely get me. I want to go and watch them. And the winner is, I am over the moon to say, especially in my current financial climate, that the winner was from England.
Yay!
Yes, no expensive postage. Yes, I was terrified it was going to be someone from Pluto, because there are a few of them that listen.
Yeah,
those crazy Plutonians. You crazy Plutonians. Doug, well done, Doug. I don't know whether he's a new listener to the show or he's just never entered before, but certainly first contact in a kind of sci-fi way there. To Doug, well done, Doug, who is in Hampshire.
Oh, cool.
Which is, for those of you not entirely familiar, it's sort of Southampton, Winchester sort of way. It's to the south and west of London. So well done, Doug. I'll get those in the post to you ASAP. Thanks to everyone who entered. A lot of familiar faces entered, and when it went into the draw, I was actually a little bit concerned that one of them would come out and everyone say it was a fix. So you've just given it to one of your fucking people who do it all the time and that. Because, you know, you got to be careful with these fucking competitions now because of what happened with the BBC and everyone else fixing it. So I was quite pleased, basically, when one was drawn out that I haven't heard of. And, Doug, please do get in touch because I'm going to need your address as much as anything else. You have managed to win the competition. Now you need to send me your address so I can send you stuff. I'll try and get it in the post in the next week or so, but expect your Christmas stuff around about Easter.
Yeah.
That's right, cool. Last song. Okay,
yeah.
You're all set for this?
All set, yeah.
Last song, The Vermin. Possibly the ultimate punky radio Christmas song. Santa was a cross-dressing Nazi. Well, Tone, it's time to wrap up this year's Christmas special, Ambarant's Christmas special, Fun and Games Christmas special, in which everybody has a great time except me this Christmas. Everyone is having a lovely time except me. I'm having a shit time. However, there are ways that I can be cheered up. One of them would be if you vote for us at iTunes. How do you do that, Tone?
You could go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, you'll see our iTunes page on the music store where you can subscribe to the show and review us. Log in and review us. 5 stars only. And we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. And we'll maybe have a look in the new year and see how many we've got to read out.
Yeah, and I of course meant review, not vote for. But I do like you to vote for as a podcast, Ali. How's your that, Tim?
Again, we're from punkyradio.com. At the top is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because we'll read them out and we'll read your comments out eventually.
Thank you very much to all the internet stations that have carried us this year. They are Hottie Skunk, Wicked Radio and The Cockroach. We look forward to continuing our association with you in the new year. You're all lovely people, and thanks to everyone who's listened this year. I mean, I will get all misty eyed on next week's show, as it'll be the one for New Year, but in the meantime, thank you all very much, and hopefully there'll be Punky Radio for a long, long time to come. Thanks particularly to Ambulance for sorting out all the stuff this week, you lovely lady. That'll do, I think, Tony. Have a lovely Christmas, everyone. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.